The construction company, Creative Contractors, hosted a tour of their in-progress building project at the USF St. Pete campus this week. The host provided an overview of USF First Leap certified building. LEED is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design and is a program that was started by the U.S. Green Building Council to encourage construction of eco-friendly buildings. USF St. Petersburg Director of Facilities Planning and Construction, Jim Grant, spoke about the Green Initiative.
Our goal is for all future buildings, this being the first, to be green buildings and be LEED certified.
Project leaders hope that the facility will achieve silver status.
USF St. Pete will be the greenest campus in the state, and that's our goal, our mission, and we're here to try and carry that through.
This initiative began in 2002 and will open next fall. The new facility will be two colleges, the Arts and Sciences and the College of Marine Science, with 8 research labs. The new building will provide additional classroom space for the increasing number of students. The faculty took this opportunity to promote environmentally sound practices.
I think it's just being energy conscious with the concern for the environment. We want to play our part as much as we can. Certainly as an institution, we accommodate several thousand people. That's quite an impact to our environment.
Construction debris represents more than half of the waste in the country. Vice President of Business Development of Creative Contractors, Josh Baumstein, provided valuable insight for effective waste management.
People don't realize that. You know, we're going to recycle probably greater than 75% of the waste on this project. That is literally hundreds of thousands of pounds of waste that would go to a landfill and or an incinerator, but instead will get repurposed into another useful product.
Baumstein explained that buildings account for 40% of greenhouse emissions. Efficient design helps reduce emissions substantially. Other benefits of LEED structures include better indoor air quality, reduction to allergens, and it can improve people's work performance. LEED also includes water efficiency, which can decrease water usage by 50%.
The fixtures being used inside the building show an anticipated water savings of 50.1% more efficiency than standard fixtures. So they're using half as much water as a normal building would use. I'll show you the fixtures in a minute. That's 94,000 gallons of water a year.
Baumstein Company relies on local and regional businesses to get recyclable construction materials.
Maybe you can get the rebar from Jacksonville versus Birmingham, and that's, you know, it's just nice to know that we're doing our best effort to feed the local and regional economy.
One of the visitors was Debbie Knippen, who works for a local architectural firm. She's also part of a green team at her parish, where she teaches children about the environment.
If you can help the kids understand what's going on with the environment, and just a simple thing like recycling, you know. And so that's one of my little goals that I do on a personal level.
Mark Hayes is the assistant project manager for the construction company. He's so committed to the environment and to recycling that he follows up on his colleagues to make sure that they are using recycle bins the right way. He and his company have been working with USF to go green and suggest using the building as a teaching tool.
Well, I think it just makes sense. You know, it kind of sounds kind of hokey, but, you know, leave the world a little bit better place than you found it. You know, we should at least fix our problems, because not turn our problems over to our kids, because they'll have their own problems. So.
Andrea Lipka and Colleen Krebstakis reporting for WMNF.